The AP News at 5 is sponsored by Arthur's and Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Just a few hours to go at the polls in New Hampshire. The Republican race for president is down to two, Nikki Haley and a very confident Donald Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani reports on the race moving ahead.
Haley insists she will not concede this early, telling reporters, "I'm running against Donald Trump and I'm not going to talk about an obituary." Her campaign sent a memo to donors, backers, and reporters, arguing it's too early to dismiss Haley's path forward while looking ahead to next month's primary in her native South Carolina.
Allies of Donald Trump are already ramping up pressure on the former UN ambassador to leave the race if she falls by a large margin in New Hampshire. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there are still moving pieces to try to work out a spending agreement to get more aid to Ukraine and Israel. Republicans want more money for border security. New Hampshire Democrat Jeanne Shaheen in the Senate says Congress has to act now.
I don't want 2 or 3 years or 5 years from now to see my four grandsons have to go off to fight a war in Europe or Asia because we didn't take the action that we should be taking right now.
Russian strikes have hit three major Ukrainian cities. A man in New York has been convicted of murdering a woman who wound up in his backcountry driveway after taking a wrong turn. Charles Osgood has died. On TV, he hosted CBS's Sunday Morning until 2016. On radio, he hosted CBS's The Osgood Files. Syracuse University pop culture professor Robert Thompson says Osgood was not your typical news person.
It was this much more avuncular, conversational, over the, fence in the backyard kind of feel.
His family says Charles Osgood's death was caused by dementia. He was 91. Stocks finished mixed. This is AP News. Christopher Nolan's blockbuster Oppenheimer came away with a leading 13 Academy Award nominations, followed by Poor Things and Martin Scorsese's Killers of a Flower Moon. The Oscar nominations in the music category produce some surprises. Here's the AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Watch me
dance. Dua Lipa's Dance the Night Away from the Barbie movie was passed over for the Best Original Song category. However, I'm Just Ken and What Was I Made For did make the cut. Only two songs from the same film can be nominated. The late Robbie Robertson of The Band earned an Oscar nomination for Best Score for his work on Killers of the Flower Moon. Robertson died in August. Nothing can hold you back. Songwriter Diane Warren is nominated for Best Original Song for The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot. It's her 15th Oscar nomination. She's gotten an honorary Oscar but has never won a competitive one. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel. Your American Family Insurance Agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Dense fog advisory from 6 tonight through 9 a.m. tomorrow. Look for cloudy conditions and fog likely tonight. Possibly dense in spots later with a low of 30. Cloudy and foggy tomorrow with a 50% chance of light rain in the late morning to early afternoon, high 37. And cloudy tomorrow night with areas of fog and drizzle, low 32. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and our temperature is 34 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Baskerville, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges the public to practice ice safety on all of Wisconsin's water bodies and remember that no ice is safe ice. Temperature swings, mixed precipitation, and other factors are making ice unsafe to walk or drive on across much of the state, despite recent snowfall and sub-zero temperatures. Legislative leaders for the Senate and Assembly jointly announced four bills that would return Wisconsin surplus to taxpayers. The legislature is circulating four tax relief bills that will return money to cut taxes for the middle class by increasing the upper income threshold for the second tax bracket from $38,190 to $150,000 for those married and filing jointly. The average tax cut would be $454 per filer. Tax withholdings would change July 1st, and taxpayers would notice a difference this summer. To expand the Child and Dependent Care Tax Credit to 100% of the federal credit to make having children more affordable for Wisconsin families, the plan also increases the maximum amount of allowable expenses to $10,000 for one child or $20,000 for two children. The average tax cut would be $656. To expand the married couple credit, which would put more money in young families' pockets, the maximum credit would increase from $480 to $870. The average tax cut would be $338. And a retirement income exemption to allow aging Wisconsinites to keep more money and remain in Wisconsin. This bill will exempt up to $150,000 in retirement income per couple, $75,000 per filer from the state income tax. The average tax cut per filer is $1,582. All four bills are circulating for co-sponsorship and will be introduced next week. A new study says more people graduated from college between 2010 and 2020 and increased their earnings by $14 trillion. But the head of the study says racial gaps persist, and the answer is in K through 12 schools.
The way the American system works is that people from less advantaged families begin to lose ground in the early grades. What we have here is a race in which everybody is running faster, but no group is really changing their position in the race.
That's Tony Carnevale. He heads the Georgetown University Center that did the study. Republican state lawmakers are fast-tracking a bill to put new abortion restrictions to a binding statewide referendum in April. Maya Sachan is a medical student in Milwaukee. She says political decisions about abortion infringe on medical care.
I want to stay in Wisconsin. I want to help people here. But passing restrictions like this drive physicians and future healthcare providers out of this state.
The bill calls for an abortion ban after 14 weeks, but even abortion opponents have misgivings. Jack Hogendyke is with Wisconsin Family Action.
93% of abortions occur before the 13th week of pregnancy. To prohibit abortion at 14 weeks is virtually meaningless.
The bill got a hearing yesterday. If it passes, Governor Evers is likely to veto it. Human trafficking happens in nearly every country in the world, including the United States. Melissa Kay reports.
A recent study showed that a significant number of victims seek medical care at least once while being trafficked.
Our goal is to create a safe space for them so when they are ready to report, they can come to Aspirus for the help that they need.
That's Amy Reigert, registered nurse and sexual assault nurse examiner coordinator. She said each patient is screened for abuse, including trafficking indicators. Aspirus partners with the women's community in Wausau to help victims when they are ready to report.
They can offer them shelter, food, clothing, all kinds of resources, and be able to connect them to all the community services we have here.
If you or someone you know is a victim of human trafficking, don't hesitate to seek help. You can call their 24/7 confidential hotline at 888-665-1234.
The point-in-time count is a count of sheltered and unsheltered people experiencing homelessness on a single night in January. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, requires a count to be conducted annually to count the people experiencing homelessness who are sheltered in emergency shelter, transitional housing, and safe havens on a single night. Each count is planned, coordinated, and carried out locally. Roxanne Klubertanz-Gerber is the Aging and Disability Resource Center Manager for Richland County.
We do this count. We get information from them, demographic information. And then what we do with that information is we share that with Southwest CAP, who then compiles all the information from five counties. And that's what the information that they use to be able to get grants and funding to be able to assist individuals in our community that are homeless.
Point in Time is held twice a year in January and July. Klubertanz-Gerber says counting in the winter is much more difficult.
In the summer, people are out and about. They're able to camp. They're able to have more access and be able to stay warm. In the winter, we really have a hard time finding individuals who are experiencing homelessness just because they're usually hunkered down. They're not camping. They're not out and about. They're really just struggling to find a place to stay warm at night.
Grant money from HUD is based on the point in time count to help residents experiencing housing issues. Michelle Frederick is the Supportive Housing Program Director at Southwest CAP.
Some people choose not to come look for assistance, so that's kind of our primary assistance that we're trying to do is to reach out to people that don't normally come to us on a regular basis. We can try to get them into a motel and offer them a couple of nights of assistance there so they can get in and get warm, get showered, and try to get a hot meal in them. Once we get them enrolled into our system, the homeless management system that the state requires us to use when we do coordinated entry, we get them in the system. Once they're on our list, we can either help them with a security deposit and a month's worth of rent. If they're really struggling, we can do more, up to 4 months of assistance of rent. Right now, the hardest issue that we're running into is even just trying to find them housing to get back in.
Roxanne Klubertanz-Gerber says there are more homeless people in Richland County than you may think.
People tend to blend in very well. They try to. They don't want people to know that they're homeless. You know, they're usually at one of the lowest points in their life, and most people are very proud. And so a lot of times they just don't ask for help. But there are programs out there that can help them, and those are the people, like Michelle said, that we really want to be able to get in touch with and let them know that there could be some resources out there for them.
Information can be collected in a number of ways.
Sometimes we do just what's called an observation. So an individual that appears, they kind of meet all of the criteria for what we think somebody might be homeless. We always first and foremost think about safety of the people that are out canvassing. And then if there is somebody that we can make contact with, then we do. We will stop and we'll talk to them about their situation and then also give them resources. Generally, when we go out, we'll have a food bag with us. So that way, if they're needing food, we can provide them with some food, or we can give them, you know, a list of where are the local food pantries, what are the different resources in the area.
Volunteers will be out Wednesday night from 9 until 6 o'clock Thursday morning. The count will officially end Monday. The Richland School District Scripps Spelling Bee was held January 8th in the high school auditorium. 8 students in 7th and 8th grade participated and prepared for the competition by studying 450 pre-selected words from the Scripps Spelling Bee organization. After 25 rounds, 7th grader Ben Waterfall won with the word gastritis. He and 2nd place finisher 8th grader Allie Widener will represent the Richland School District at the sectional Spelling Bee hosted by CESA 3 at Southwest Technical College tomorrow. The third place finisher, 8th grader Micah Meyer, will serve as an alternate if either of the top two place students is unable to compete. Also participating were 8th graders Alyssa Workman and Bailey Barnett, and 7th graders Rose Carter, Evangeline Negren, and Tatum McCoy. Governor Evers says Wisconsin is in a good position fiscally as he delivers his State of the State address tonight in the Assembly Chambers at the Capitol in Madison. The Democratic governor can be expected to address a variety of issues where he opposes Republicans who control both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature. The state has a projected $4 billion budget surplus. Republicans say that's because they pared back Evers' proposed budget last year. The speech will air tonight at 7 on many civic media radio stations. The speech will also be live streamed on Governor Evers' YouTube channel and Facebook. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux is scheduled to deliver the Republican response to Evers' address. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Kimberly Anderson of Richland Center on ticket number 92.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Today is Tuesday, January 23rd. Rodney Dale Rux, 79 of Muscadet, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held Thursday at the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Rodney Dale Rux, 79 of Muscadet. Michael Leo Drake, 66 of Oregon, died January 9th at UW Health University of Wisconsin Hospital. A funeral mass will be held at noon Friday at St. Philip Catholic Church Rolling Ground. Friends are invited to the Gaze Mills Community Center in Gaze Mills Friday from 8:30 to 11 for coffee and donuts. Memorials will be used to promote local literacy and reading programs in schools, hospitals, and educational institutions. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 3 to 5 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet. Jerry G. Cast, 71, of Bear Valley, died Saturday at home following a brief illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 3:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Burial will be in the spring at Our Lady of the Fields. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 2 until the time of mass at 3:30. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital or the Disabled Veterans of America Foundation. Jerry G. Cast, 71, of Bear Valley. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse, died Thursday after a 15-year battle with Huntington disease. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 10 until noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with a time of sharing at 11. Burial will be held in the Walnut Mound Cemetery following the services. Memorial contributions may be made to Gunderson Health System or the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese Family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
How's it going this evening? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like we're in this gloomy pattern for the foreseeable future, as mild air comes over the top of the snow cover, plus moisture coming up from weather systems arriving from the central plains, bringing in some cloud cover. And that's what brought us a scattered precipitation earlier today. The next one should be moving in by tomorrow mid-morning, and there could be a third one coming through the area Thursday into Thursday nights. None of these look to be terribly heavy. In fact, should be mostly in the form of light rain now starting tomorrow with somewhat warmer air in place. We will have to watch out for some periods of fog out there. In fact, a dense fog advisory has been posted from 6 p.m. this evening through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, so please travel carefully out there, as visibilities could occasionally drop down to a quarter mile or less. We have temperatures again running about 10 to 14 degrees above normal for the foreseeable future, possibly even spiking into the 40s by the middle of next week with a bit more sunshine possible then. That forecast for tonight, cloudy skies, some fog becoming likely, perhaps dense in spots later. Low temperature near 30 with a light easterly wind. Tomorrow, cloudy skies and foggy with a 50% chance of light rain by late morning. High at 37 with an east wind at 4 to 8. Some fog and drizzle tomorrow night, low 32. Thursday still kind of gloomy and foggy. Scattered light showers and drizzle, high once again about 37. Friday cloudy with some patchy drizzle possible, low 31 with a high of 37. Saturday mostly cloudy, low 30, high near 38. Sunday just a few peaks of sun possible, low in the upper 20s, high near 37. And next Monday, little change, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s, high near 36 degrees. Again, temperatures could climb up to the low 40s by the middle of next week. Have a nice evening. Travel carefully. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and we got some light fog with a temperature of 34 degrees. That's after a daytime high of 35 and a morning low of 31. Yesterday's high was 34 and we received a trace of precipitation. Record high set back in 1981, it was 59 degrees, with a record low of 24 below set back in 1936. Last year's high was 30 with a low of 18. Sunset took place tonight at 5:01 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:25. Winds are out of the northeast at around 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.23 and we have received a trace of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 34 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area sports schedule.
Boys basketball games in the area. Riverdale plays at Highland, Southwestern at Blackhawk, River Ridge at Boscobel, West Salem at Viroqua, Westby at Luther, Royal travels to Cashton, Nisida at Bangor, Hillsboro at New Lisbon, Dodgeville at Barneveld, Kickapoo is at North Crawford, and Lafarge at DeSoto. In area girls basketball, Highland at Hillsboro, Adams Friendship at Nakusa, Mauston at Wisconsin Dells, Wazika Steuben is at DeSoto, Belleville at Lancaster, it's Viroqua at Melrose Mindoro, Kickapoo at Seneca, Reedsburg travels to Stoughton, Riverdale at Fenimore, Darlington hosts Boscobel, Southwestern at Iowa Grant, and Cuba City is at Mineral Point. There are some wrestling events tonight. The Cooley Duels at Westby and Mineral Point plays host to Lodi, Belleville, Monticello, New Glarus, and the host Pointers to battle tonight. And coming up in Richland Center this evening, a quad which will put Hillsboro, Ithaca Weston, and Riverdale all at Richland Center for a total of three dual meets tonight. We have coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com beginning shortly this evening. I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. And Church League volleyball is going on tonight and at the Community Center, 6:30, the Mission versus Richland Baptist Temple, 3. At 7:15, Boscobel Assembly of God versus Beulah Wesleyan. At 8, Hidden Valley Community 1 versus Avoca Bible Church 1 and Grace Community 2 versus Richland Baptist Temple, 4 at 8:30. And at the primary school, it's Hidden Valley Community 2 versus Avoca Bible Church 2. Church of the Nazarene versus Free Methodist at 7:15. At 8, it's Bethel Lutheran versus Richland Baptist Temple 1 and Church of the Nazarene versus Richland Baptist Temple 2. And Grace Community 1 and Avoca Bible Church 3 both have byes. And the Milwaukee Bucks have fired coach Adrian Griffin after just 43 games, despite having one of the league's top records midway through his first season. Milwaukee is 30-13 to tie the Minnesota Timberwolves for the league's second-best record. The Bucks are 3.5 games behind the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference, but the dip in Milwaukee's defensive performance had raised concern about the Bucks' viability as a championship contender. And Wisconsin is taking on Minnesota tonight in men's basketball, and you can hear that broadcast right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Tip-off will be at 6 o'clock. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Heating and cooling systems are some of our most used appliances. When problems arise, the HVAC experts at Strang's are ready to help with your maintenance needs, 24-hour emergency service, or designing and installing a whole new heating and air system. Strang's has a long history of providing worry-free comfort with top brands like Lennox, Water Furnace, Grundfos, and Westinghouse. Call the team at Strang's to find out what they can do for your home. Strang's, people helping people, using experience and knowledge to serve the community.
Welcome to the final week of Winter Tips from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. This week, we feature tips for keeping you and your dogs safe in winter. First, although bodies of water may appear frozen, it's best to stay off them and to keep your dog on a leash when near them. Meanwhile, if your dog does accidentally fall through ice, your instinct may be to rush to its aid, but the best thing you could do is call 911. Finally, with fewer hours of sunlight, when walking your dog after dark, always wear reflective material and carry a lit flashlight so that you and your pet are both more visible. And enjoy a safe, happy rest of the winter with your pets. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Are you craving the delicious flavors of Nicaraguan cuisine? Then you gotta check out La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food in Richland Center. They offer convenient takeout options, so you can enjoy Latin flavor wherever you are, for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Dine in to enjoy amenities such as pool tables, slots, and video games. Open daily 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food, 1450 Veterans Drive in Richland Center. Now offering gift cards so you can spread the flavorful experience.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Aiderers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain, Blanchardville and Dodgeville.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were higher Tuesday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For 45 years, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leveraged decades of knowledge from their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on short covering, technical buying, and a higher move in bean meal. Contracts remain oversold, with traders continuing to watch weather in South America. Lighter rain amounts are in the forecast for Brazil, while Argentina could be mostly dry into February. March beans are up 15 and a quarter at 1239 and a half. May was 14 higher at 1247. March bean meal is up $5.30 at 361.10. March soybean oil is 5 points higher at 48.21. Corn closed firm. It was an up-and-down day, with corn also keeping an eye on conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Near-term export demand should stay solid, but ethanol margins have softened. March corn was up 3 quarters at 446.5. May was a half higher at 456.75. And wheat closed mostly higher. It was up early before turning mixed, seeing support from oversold signals and pressure from the higher dollar. Recent precipitation has likely boosted winter wheat crop conditions ahead of the USDA's monthly state stories next week. March Chicago held at 596.5. March Kansas City was up 10.5 at 617.5. March Minneapolis was down 1.5 at 699. Live and feeder cattle were up, optimistic about this week's direct cash cattle business, with box beef sharply higher at midday. Megan Grebner has more on cash livestock in a moment. February live was 87 higher at 174.65, and April was up 92 at 177.82. March feeders were 237 higher at 233.65. April feeders were 245 higher at 239.55. And hogs were supported by these steady to higher cash during the session and oversold signals. February lean was up 237 at 73.30. April was 270 higher at 80.32. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Agra America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agra America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agra America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agra America's podcast directory at agraamerica.com/podcasts. agraamerica.com/podcasts.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves.
1.99%.
See what we mean?
1.99%.
To grow more, protect more, and command more.
1.99%.
For all participating BASF brands.
1.99%.
When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com.
Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth.
Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
Four,
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. It's likely significant trade volume is going to be delayed until the back half of the week. Box beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $2.99 at $301.66. Select closed $1.80 higher at $288.38. Estimated cattle slaughter was under 25,000 head, up 14,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 81 cents with a weighted average of 47.34. The Iowa Minnesota closed 90 cents higher with a weighted average of 47.12. And the Western Corn Belt was up 59 cents with a weighted average of 47.12. No comparison at the Eastern Corn Belt, but a weighted average of 49.44. Pork values were sharply lower, down 214 at 88.03. And estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, up 33,000 on the week and down about 6,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Harchie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Harchie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Harchie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The executive director of South Dakota Corn Growers Association says it's clear the leaders of the ag committees in Congress are not finding agreement on how to fund the new farm bill. Danita Murray tells Brownfield.
They need a breakthrough on funding, something that gets them past the disagreements they have, or we're not going to see a farm bill anytime soon.
More news is next.
How would you define flexibility in an operating loan? It means a variety of rate and term options, a payment structure tailored to the cash flow needs of your farm or ranch. You'll find this and more from Compure Financial, where we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compure Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
A biofuels policy expert says the U.S. EPA's final 2023 production numbers show sustainable growth for biomass-based diesel. Kurt Kovarik is vice president of federal affairs for Clean Fuels Alliance America.
In 2022, U.S. production was about 3 billion gallons, and in 2023, U.S. production topped 4 billion gallons. Enormous growth in this industry year over year.
A corn and soybean farmer in southwest Iowa is hoping the upcoming growing season starts out like the last one. Mark Peterson of Stanton says 2023 started out nice.
It was a beautiful spring. Things went real well.
But he tells Brownfield conditions turned dry, to the point he considered not applying in-season nitrogen. An ag economist is changing his risk management recommendations because of the expected tight crop margins and current corn and soybean prices. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hustatoon from Timstock Auction Realty. Let's see our results and upcoming events. We had a good crowd getting colder and cattle eating more. Large squares topped at $250 a ton and large rounds topped at $210 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending February 21st at 6 p.m. Soft close includes Potosi Brewery items, antiques, collectibles, tools, households, machinery, and much, much more located in Potosi. Looking to buy or sell your home? Give us a call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hustatoon. Have a great day.
Hello, everyone. This is the Soil Health Hotline, a content partnership with Sound Agriculture and Brownfield Ag News. Sound Agriculture agronomy manager Rich Haynes talks about how to get more nutrients in the soil by applying less fertilizer. All coming up next on Brownfield.
Do you want to optimize the amount of plant nutrition provided by the microbes in your soil? Source it. Want to replace 25 pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus per acre with a soil activator that doesn't leach or volatilize? Then source it. How about a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season? Yep, source it. Want peace of mind knowing that your nutrition plan is guaranteed to make money? You guessed it, source it. Unlock your crop's potential and increase ROI with a low use rate foliar spray that doesn't require an extra pass in your fields. Source is easy to handle, easy to apply, and easy to store. So if you want an easy way to make your fertilizer plan more efficient and save money, there's only one answer. Source it. Learn more at sound.ag.
Rich Haynes says don't forget to take a soil test before starting any spring fertilizer application.
The more you know, the better decisions you can make. So doing 1 acre grids, you know, on your fields every, you know, 8 years if possible, or to really understand subfield conditions and then applying to that, because over application of P and K is a thing that happens a lot. And we see massive amounts in the soil that are just not accessible because of soil biology, a massive amount, you know, more than 50% of the N that gets into your plant. Some say upwards of 85% of the phosphorus that gets into your plant actually occurs because of biological activity in the soil. Just applying micro or macronutrients onto the field doesn't mean they ever make it into the plants. There's no right or wrong way to start going down that road toward balance on a field. The first path is understanding what's happening on the field, and then it's, hey, can we maybe change some tillage practices, you know, maybe going from full till to strip till in situations where it's feasible or it makes sense with soil conditions, with temperatures and things like that, or maybe there's no till. But then also thinking about how much synthetic fertilizer you put on. If you have a lot in your soil, then it's possible to look toward ways to just activate that microbiome to make it more efficient. Looking at something like Source is just a really good option because it's a little bit different than everything else out there. You know, it's a foliar applied chemistry that translocates to the root zone and stimulates what already lives in the soil to help reactivate that natural process of nitrogen fixation and then phosphorus solubilization to utilize what's already there, just inaccessible to the plant. The Performance Optimizer tool is a tool that we've put together trying to be really transparent with our data. We have a tool that just looks at kind of where farmers fall on their nitrogen use efficiency score, so how many pounds of N per bushel, how many bushels they're going for, you know, and then we have a matrix of where they fall onto whether they should use Source as a yield boosting play or whether Source really works for them more as a reduction of 25 pounds of nitrogen, 25 pounds of phosphorus. Visit our website, it's sound.ag, and there's a ton of information on there about Source, how it works. The Performance Optimizer tool is on there, and then there's a dealer locator so you can learn to find where the local rep for you is.
This is the Soil Health Hotline on Brownfield.
Does your employer provide 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. A 401k with company match, annual bonus for all employees, unlimited $1,500 referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement. Yeah, Rockwell Automation offers all of that and more. Our second shift team is growing, and we'd like you to be part of it. With wages for second shift assemblers starting over $22 an hour on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join our team. We aren't your typical industrial experience. We're a great place to work because of the great people that work here. And it's been that way since 1971. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesday at 11:30. This week's auction includes the Melking Herd of Jake Dish of Greene County. 40 head, that includes 31 Holstein, 6 red and white Holstein, and 3 brown Swiss cows. They're milked in tie stalls and let out daily. This herd is milking well, and the bred cows are bred back ABS to Black Angus cows. For everyone liking this herd, check it out at the Richland Cattle Center, plus the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers, all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit statyauction.com. Don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday starting at 11:30 a.m.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment. The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Look out on the night sky and tell me what you see. Those stars have been there shining through eternity. And there's another light that's burning
by the bar. Skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up.
Welcome to the pre-match show on WRCO. Tonight, a full night of sports featuring Ithaca Weston, Riverdale, Hillsboro, all at Richland Center for a wrestling event. That quad is coming up here on WRCO and WRCO.com. It's time for the pre-match show, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Here's Ithaca Weston co-head coach Troy Clary.
With our cancellation with the Ithaca Weston tournament, we've only had one event since then. So that's been kind of, a downfall for the fans. Maybe our athletes, maybe they're getting rested up, which ain't too bad of a thing this time of the year. But it's also nice to get on the mat and make sure that we don't get too rusty and, make sure that we're just prepared for the upcoming postseason.
How did the team wrestle in your triangular at River Valley?
I thought we wrestled really well. The kids came out. We don't really have any superstars. We have a well-balanced team, and everybody did what they were supposed to do. We avoided pins when we needed to. We had some really tight matches. Never had so many tight matches in one duel before, and we ended up coming out on top of all of them. So that was really beneficial to the team score. And we, in each duel, we had one kid step up that, thought we were going to lose. Or Ashton Bennett did a good job with Mason Schulte against River Valley. That was a close match. And Derek Franzen also had a tough kid from Middleton. He ended up losing, but, it saved team points. So that's all important in a duel meet.
the meet's coming up here on Tuesday night. Pretty important you get this in. These would be some good tune-ups for the upcoming postseason, wouldn't they?
It will be, especially with a cancellation that we've had. The kids are lacking some competition, some matches that they would have had. And so it's, you know, very important we get this match in because the window for remakes is getting pretty tight.
Riverdale's having a good year, aren't they?
They are. Their numbers are up there, and that always helps, but their quality is also there. They've got a program that has really been rebuilding in the last couple of years, and I could tell with their middle school program and their youth program that they're doing all the right things to make a successful high school team.
And Richland Center, I know you see them from time to time through the year, but they've got better numbers too, don't they?
Yeah, their numbers, they have good numbers. I think I heard they were over 20. You know, you can always work with numbers. They're also rebuilding as well.
Troy Clary, co-head coach of the Ithaca Western Wrestling Program, as we lead toward coverage tonight at Richland Center High School.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Binge drinking or drinking five or more drinks on an occasion is a risky behavior that carries high costs for individuals and communities. Binge drinking can lead to liver failure, alcohol poisoning, injury, violence, and death. If you are trying to quit binge drinking, telling your support systems about your plan to quit can help begin your journey towards a healthier life. If you would like to be connected to resources, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Richland Center hosts Ithaca Weston, Riverdale, and Hillsboro tonight. Next up is Coach Jeff Campbell of the Riverdale Chieftains.
All right, sounds good. All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. Jeff, as you look at this point in the season, does it seem like it should be this late in the wrestling season?
Yeah, it's went by quick, even with a couple weather interruptions there. Things have kind of flown by, and now we're talking about this last week of workouts here before we head to the tournament series, starting with conference the following weekend. So it's been quick, but the guys are starting to see that kind of light at the end of the tunnel and really starting to ramp themselves up a little bit.
Well, it's an exciting night on Tuesday night, Jeff, because you face Richland Center in a good old rivalry, and you have Ithaca Weston and Hillsboro. So it's got a really nice, very central location here for the quad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and we talked about that since the rule got put in place a couple years ago here of being able to do this, of keeping a local, you know, quad together like that. And we always wanted to keep the traditional dual meet with Richland Center, and then the ability now, the last few years, we've been able to wrestle Ithaca Weston's been great, and then bring Hillsboro in, and which is, it's a nice central spot. Nobody has to travel real far. We'll rotate it from place to place every year, and hopefully something we can kind of continue to keep going year after year, and we'll all see each other at bits and pieces throughout the tournament series. So it's kind of nice to get that here towards the end of the year.
Well, as you face them, certainly some tough competition and some really good individual matches in all three of the duels you'll have on Tuesday night, Jeff.
Yeah, there should be. We've hit head-to-head with Ithaca and Richland Center and Hillsboro a number of times here earlier in the season at the center invite with Hillsboro and those other two schools, and then at Bi-State with Richland Center and Ithaca Weston. So we had a number of great matches individual-wise that went down to the wire, and we look forward to having those again come Tuesday night.
As you look at the rest of the way then, what are some